Seventh week, third day, riding on God's train. Let us imagine that we are on a train which is carrying us to distant parts. Everything about the trip has been arranged according to law and order. When the time comes to eat, a waiter gives the call and dinner is served. When the time comes to sleep, a porter makes our seats into beds. The schedule is arranged so that we may pass beautiful scenery in the daytime and less interesting portions at night. We may even anticipate some of the excitement ahead by reviewing the maps of the terrain. But suppose now that we do not trust our master planner who arranged the journey. We shall then lie awake half the night trying to peer behind a curtain of darkness at scenery which we think we should not miss. In consequence, we shall be so drowsy during the daytime that we must nap when the train moves through beautiful countryside or past wonderful views. We may not even trust the sufficiency of the wonderful dinner promised for the evening and begin to nibble biscuits and sweets during the afternoon and thus be unable to eat the banquet when it is laid before us. No matter how we try to rearrange the plan, it remains a perfectly ordered one. And others will find it so. Just because we happen to be asleep when the most magnificent scenes come into view does not mean they were never there. Just because we are unable to eat the dinner when it comes does not mean that there was any insufficiency in the menu. Just because we cannot always read the road map does not mean it is inaccurate. Why try to disarrange or avoid the plan of God or to supplant it with little, insufficient, spiteful schemes of our own? Why not simply sit still and rest in peace and assurance while we move easily, smoothly, rhythmically onward according to the arrangements of the Master Planner? Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the Psalms, Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.